All right, me again. I've got some more questions, sorry. Social challenges, that might be interesting. The community feel that there has been a distinct lack of engagement with the local community when it comes to tackling antisocial behaviour and excessive alcohol use in town. For example, we are aware that there has been changes to alcohol restrictions and that a new ID system is in place, but no information has been shared with the Coober PD community. The community wants to see an active alcohol management plan in place and resources provided to implement said plan. We know that this is not a Coober PD alone issue, but it's tough to stomach when other communities are given additional supports, Port Augusta, 1.2 million City Safe, and we don't hear anything. What can both the state and federal government do to help the community with this situation?
Okay, I guess I was responsible for securing the money for Port Augusta when it came to it's not called City Safe anymore. So they have got ongoing funding. The people that are involved in that and what it's, I guess what the aim is, it's not the original City Safe program, but it is ensuring that there are people out on the streets addressing the antisocial behaviour, and it's an attempt to get a whole smorgasbord of funded agencies to collaborate and be available outside of office hours and not stuck in their offices expecting people to come to see them. So Coober PD involved in that sort of process. Now, there's two people are going to be coming to Coober PD that are heavily involved in the initiative in Port Augusta and the prior one in Adelaide. Plus, one of those people has had a lot of experience in Sojourner. So they're going to come to Coober PD, and what they have asked me to ask the community about is a list of all of the people that might be interested in seeing these people. Now, what we're doing is putting a government agency overall in charge, so that agency essentially becomes accountable. Instead of having a whole raft of different organisations where there's no real accountability, there's going to be, out of the Department of Human Services, there's going to be some individuals that are going to have carriage of the approach. And the approach is about addressing the issues around antisocial behaviour and to that alcohol use. And the issue that was raised there earlier today, there's a number of communities. Port Augusta have had changes to their licensing laws. Wyler has now entered into a voluntary accord with the publicans and outlets, so we don't get the kick-on effect of what is happening in Port Augusta, but there's an awareness that Coober PD has to be involved as well. And the issue about communicating those changes with communities has been raised, so I've given a commitment to get back to the commissioner and saying they're going to have to lift their game when it comes to communication. But the core issue, licensing is part of it, but the core issue is having a body that's going to be accountable and a body that is going to be charged with the responsibility to get a raft of their funded services, whether they're federal or state, to work together and to, if you like, be far more effective in assisting to address antisocial behaviour. Now, there might not be an overnight response. Sometimes changes to licensing laws and improvements can generate some positive changes. And when the licensing laws were originally introduced in Coober PD, there was a positive change, but things have drifted back. One of the other things that might happen, I can't guarantee this, but the commissioner discussed those communities that are dry communities, such as the AP Wildlands, becoming communities. Now, that will require a decision by the AP Wildlands, the executive, And if that happens, people from the APY lands, and there's always ways around this, but it has a significant dampening effect, will not be able to buy alcohol in other communities. And you're going to have to provide identification and this and that. So there's some things being worked on. None of it is ever going to be perfect, but at least if we can reduce the level of antisocial behaviour, that will be a step forward.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. There are a couple of points, because it's a bit more global, federally, as you could see. I mean, behaviour in public or criminal activities are the remit of SA Police and South Australian Government. But there are two things here that I will connect that are not directly linked to Cooper PD. One is the cashless debit card, which I believe that the new federal government, in its infinite wisdom, decided to scrap last week, or they scrapped it last week. And I believe that Ceduna is a community that has lessened antisocial behaviour and family violence and a whole host of other things over a long period of time, and the trajectory was getting better and better. And when I look around Australia at similar sized communities, do not have that, have not had the cashless debit card. In fact, they've been heading almost in the exact opposite direction. I believe it should have been rolled out over all of Australia, every community, city, complete. I just can't see people's objection to it. But the second thing I will say is something that happened under our government, and I'm very sorry about this. We ran a community employment program, CDP, Community Development Program, for the remote Indigenous communities. And so if you were unemployed, you worked on this CDP and you had to roll up for 20 hours a week. So you're paid at commercial rates, but for 20 hours a week, which roughly equates to the dole payment, and you needed to be there and participate. During about 18 months ago, some bright spark councillor in Western Australia decided to take the federal government to the High Court on the grounds that it was racist. And they declared it racist because after the COVID outbreak, we dropped the work for the dole programs around Australia. So this person argued that because the cashless debit card was operating in not only Indigenous communities, but predominantly, not the cashless debit card, the CDP program was operating in Indigenous communities. It was an Indigenous program. Therefore, because they had to go to work to get their money, it was racist. And the advice to Ken White was, we're going to lose. So we had to cancel that compliance program. So what happened then, over the last 2 years, there's been no reason to roll up to work anymore back in those communities. And that's why one of the reasons I believe people have overstayed, because they're getting paid still, whereas previously they would have had their payments ceased. Now, I had a commitment from Ken White that I said it's got to be fixed by next summer, Ken. It just, we've got to find a new program. We've got to find a way around this. And he said, yes, we will do that. But, of course, we did not get re-elected. I see no real appetite from Linda Burney to push down that trail, but I will put the proposition to her because I think that is part of the fundamental issue here, that people have no good reason to go back home to their homes, to their medication programs, to where their children can go to school, all the right things. They'll just stay on the streets.
Just quickly, I think this was, we talked about a range of subjects this afternoon. I think this one was probably the one we focused most. So I guess that just demonstrates how important it is that we find a solution to this. The state government is the lead level of government on this, you know, law and order, health, liquor licensing, all those things. Council's got to play a role to play as well. But we've got to work together to find a solution here. We've used, I think, $45,000 of the Commonwealth stimulus money that we got to, which a lot of it went to roads in many council areas, but we committed it to replacing the public surveillance system in the main street. So we can work together on this stuff. I guess as the council, and particularly at meetings, this is the issue I hear most about, this particular issue. And whilst we can advocate, we can't fix it on our own. I wrote to the Premier in June just proposing a range of measures that need to be taken. And Eddie's aware of that, so we'll work through that. But I think the thing that I did hear today was communication. It's always the thing that we don't get right, and just letting people know what's going on. So we really need to lift our game in that respect. I mean, even just the public surveillance system, telling people that, we can now talk about what Eddie's just mentioned to us. So I think we've somehow got to lift our game, just let people know what's going on. There is progress, albeit slowly. Yeah.
And also identifying issues, and as we do tonight, to discuss it on the three levels of government. So I'll hand the microphone back to Michael, even though I have got lots more questions. The thing is, we are running low on time, so here you go.